Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm taking your calls and talking all things sex and relationships. Topics include how to reawaken sexual attraction over the long term, learning to love your vagina inside and out, why taking time to work on yourself after a divorce is a crucial opportunity for growth, and the sexy benefits of shifting from talking to showing when it comes to sharing your desires. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to our website, check it out. It's a good time. We've got all of our podcasts. Ooh, we've got a really great blog we put up that is Best Podcast of 2017, A Sexy Year in Review. So you can check out our best podcasts of 2017. Please note, yes, there is anal. Anal is mentioned in several of them. You guys really like the anal. In fact, I called it the year of anal licking, and I think I was right because licking is a thing. I've had several requests, not personally, but friends and friends of friends, acquaintances. They're all like, hey, Emily, so what's with rimming? What's with licking? So I do think it is, there's more anal happening. So anyway, they're not all about anal though. It's all of our best shows. If you missed them this year, they're our favorite shows from the year, our most popular shows. So check that out on the website along with all the other fun content we have on there to help you have a better life. better sex and relationships. And as always, follow me on social media. It's all at Sex with Emily on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. And I love hearing from you guys. Also, you guys, our contest, you have two more days to be a part of our Better Lover 2018. So I want to know, how are you going to be a better lover this year? Like, think about it. Like, what would you like to change in your relationship? How's your sex life now? And in a year from now, what would you like to see happen? Maybe you want to like get over the ejaculation orgasm rollover. You're like, oh, that's boring. I'd like to do something else. Or maybe you want to ask for what you want in bed or masturbate more. We want to hear from you. Email it. feedback@sexwithemily.com with the subject Better Lover 2018 to enter our contest. We'll pick four of you to receive a sexy package by January 14th. So do that. We want to give you prizes and we want you to have better sex. So speaking of better sex and relationships, there was an article that came out. Headline, ready? Many couples had the same complaint about their sex lives, and it ain't that hard to fix. You're still going to have challenges, but this is something that you know how strongly I feel about this, and I want you guys to really, really, really hear this, that in a long-term relationship, it is biologically, evolutionarily, physically, this is proven across the board that over time, the romance and the passion is going to fade. It is like clockwork. You know, I've said it's 6 months to 2 years is the honeymoon phase. Like, that's legit, you guys. But the problem, the struggle that couples have is that you guys think you're the first ones to ever happen to. You're like, oh my God, we've been together. And guess what? It's not the same as it was when we were on drugs, which is what you are essentially on drugs when you're falling in love with someone. The serotonin, the adrenaline, the oxytocin, all that stuff makes you feel like you're on drugs. It's a good drug because you're in love and the sex is amazing. But that is going to change. In fact, everything changes in life. Life is about impermanence, right? It is true that we all, we're comfortable in our comfortable places, right? So we like having our regular TV shows and we like going to the same restaurants and we like, you know, routine and familiarity. And it feels really good to have a partner to do all those things with. But sometimes, you know, that also can become a little stale. So there have been multiple studies that show that when you do something different, like you're like, you know what, let's not go to a movie on Saturday night, but let's take a dance class or let's go hiking on Saturday. Something that uses adrenaline, you get that same adrenaline going when you're doing something active with your partner. And the other thing I want to just note here is that accept the fact that you're going to have challenges and that a marriage is likely to change and shape multiple times or a committed relationship over the course of your lifetime. Like, it's going to be, sometimes you're going to want sex more often than your partner is, and it's going to switch, sometimes not at all. You're going to be in an experimental phase. You're going to be in a not having sex phase. And the only thing I can tell you about dealing with these situations when they come up and these different phases is accepting them and saying, you know what? This is normal. This happens in all relationships, just like getting sick, just like getting the flu. You know, you're going to get sick. Your sex life is going to get sick too. If you know, but the best thing you can do is know that, accept it and say, you know what? We're in one of those slumps, babe. Let's talk about what to do. Because then it becomes both of your challenges, not just one person emailing me and saying, what do I do about it? So know that you're all fine. The easy fix is accepting it. That was easy, right? I just solved your problem. Let's give a shout out to our sponsors. They're awesome and so are you. We'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, guys, now we're going to go on to your calls. I love talking to you guys. This is like, I'm like excited. I came in, I'm like, yay, we get to talk. If you have a question you want me to answer, just text Ask Emily, all one word, to 797979. And then you get a link back and you can just send your question that way. You can also go to sexwithemily.com via the Ask Emily tab. And as always, include information that's going to help me help you, your gender, your age, where you live, and how you listen to this show. Our next call is David. He's 37 from Texas, and he's trying to find the balance in dating to not be lonely versus taking time to discover what he really wants. And he's seeking some advice. Hi, David.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for calling in. So tell me a little bit about what's going on right now.
Well, sure. I had a breakup about a month ago with a girl I'd been with for 2 years, who I thought was just going to be everything, and I still think the world of her, but when it came to chemistry and kind of physicality, it just wasn't really ever there. I think she was so good at everything else that I thought, okay, this isn't that important.
Right. Did you guys try to work on it?
In the end, she had had, I think, some abuse when she was younger.
Okay.
And was very, very timid,
untreated trauma,
shy,
yeah,
about that entire subject.
Got it.
And I had some pretty awkward conversations trying to fix it, and
right,
didn't
got
get
it
much.
Okay, just
so
fresh,
anyway,
okay,
that ended, and just looking for the next step, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, and it just ended like a month ago.
Yeah, a month ago, and I just found out about your show. And one of the things you bring up a lot is taking time to be alone,
right?
Figure out what you want.
I
was just curious.
Yeah, like what does that mean? Love this question. No, I just read it. And thank you for, I know you just said you listened to 10 to 15 shows while driving. And I love thinking of you driving to work, listening to Sex with Emily. So I get it. You're right. And you really made me think about it because I'm always saying, take time for yourself, you know, do you. And it's like, well, what does that really mean? So I was thinking like, that's a really great question. So let me explain it to you. So typically, first of all, you were in this 2-year relationship. Have you been in long-term relationships before? What's your relationship history like?
Probably call me a serial monogamist.
Okay.
The girl before her was probably 8 months before that, and that was 2 years. And then I had a long stint where was a young lawyer, and I'm old, but I worked a lot and didn't date much at all.
Right. Okay.
And then there have been some other long relationships before that.
Got it. Okay. So what I mean by that is like, is the time that you take when you're not in a relationship and you're not searching, because it takes up a lot of energy, right? So it sounds like when you weren't dating before, you were working, which I can totally relate to, right? Being like you're crazy working busy. And then you probably are in relationships, out of relationships, and it's always like a cycle that you're going through. So what you realize though, when you're in that cycle, like pretty much most of your life, there's a lot of energy expended trying to find the person, dating the person. God, we all go through that amazing honeymoon phase, right? For 6 months to 2 years. And then we try to get back to that. And then the relationship ends. And then we get into another one. And so it's a lot of our mental and physical energy. So when I say take time, like just say, you know what? I'm going to take dating and even finding someone and even sex off the table for a few months. Let me take a relationship inventory. Let me think about the last relationships these are just some examples. Like, let me think about what I really liked about this partner and what I didn't like. And what, you know, maybe it's even your last relationship. And so, like, what are the traits that are really, like, important to you, that, you know, the deal breakers and the things that you can't handle, and prioritizing those. And then, you know, for a lot of people, when you're 37, it sounds like your career is going well. It could be, like, getting back into shape, working out, seeing friends, like, building up your life so you're in a really strong, independent place in all these other areas. So then when you're out and you start dating again and looking for someone, you're going to be in a much better place because you're going to be a lot clearer about, you know, who David is right now, not coming off of a breakup, not, you know, doing all these other things, but like having space and time to kind of be clear without all the noise,
sure,
of relationships.
to circle back to the original question, okay, well, how do you do that with imbalance, not getting lonely all the time?
Right. Okay. Great question. And so also, this is just about being self-aware and looking at your own issues, but how do that being lonely? What I would say is, well, do you mean lonely without a woman, or do you have a lot of friends in Texas, or you just mean like,
yeah, no, I've got a social life and friends, and what it tends to lead to is dating if right. I spend too much time out with the guys.
So if you are able to, because listen, I'm not all about like take 3 months, never have sex. I'm not about that. If you want to start dating again, or if you wanted to start meeting people, what if you really went out with people and you kind of didn't have sex? Like, are you talking about just companionship, or are you like, I need to have sex? Because if you're looking just to like have company and actually meet women without like sex in the back of your mind, but actually get to talk, that's a great practice too. And just say, you know what? I'm not looking for anything right now, but I want to actually sit with women and talk to them without that lens of like, is she the one? Is this going to be the next? This is going to be the Mrs. David, but just kind of really, you know what I'm saying? Because it flips the perspective rather than like, we're on a date, is sex going to happen?
Sure.
You know, and just thinking like, because then you're meeting more people, you could still do that. Maybe go on a few dates a week and make them lunches, not dinners. So you're still, and maybe if you like someone, we'll go to a movie sometime. You could still keep seeing them, but maybe don't make it all about the sex, more about like,
sure,
what is resonating with me here with this person? Oh, I really like that we both like the same books, or we like traveling or hiking or whatever it is. And then you can kind of come at it from a different perspective. I don't know if you've done that before. I think a lot of us don't naturally do that.
I don't think guys think of it.
They don't think of it. That's why.
Not try and get laid.
Exactly. And I know I'm telling a man not to get laid, but you're not 20, so you're 37. And I feel like this is the right time to do it. And I think you'll be amazed to see what you have, all this clarity that you're going to have, and you're going to feel, and you know, you're going to kind of understand more about what you like. And it'll kind of be toxic, perhaps, if you run into someone who just isn't aligned with what your values and what you're looking for right now. Whereas right now, if you start dating, having sex, and you just got out of this relationship, it'll feel great to be with someone else because you'll forget the act. You know what I mean? It's tangled. But to actually go out and say, oh, I'm just going to kind of think of this as an experiment. You know, I'm going to ask these questions. These are the things that are important to me. You know, do they want children, religion? You know, do we like doing the same things? Like, really ask questions and try to like find out, because this is also a way to kind of educate yourself. And it'll make it a lot easier when you go back out there again.
Well, I really appreciate you taking my call.
Well, you're so welcome, David. And I think it's going to be a good year for you. Doesn't that feel
sure
good?
So.
No pressure now.
For you too.
Okay, thanks. Bye, David. You guys, I really did like that question, because, you know, I've been doing this for 13 years, and sometimes I say things like, oh, just take time for yourself. And you're like, what does that mean? Well, you know, I hope that I explained that to all of you, how important it can be to really take that time. And it is not easy. And the other thing I would like to say, if David is listening to this or to everybody, it's okay to be lonely. And so actually loneliness can actually be a precursor to you really realizing what you truly want in another human. And so it's not so bad. We try to fight off all these negative things, but sometimes it's really good just to be with ourselves. So if you realize that you've been kind of surrounded by people your whole life, or relationships or sex, try to take a little breather. It feels really good. A lot of clarity coming your way. Okay, our next call, we have Ava. She's 28 from Washington, and she's seeking ways to achieve orgasm more quickly with her partner. Hi, Ava.
Hi, so nice to talk to you.
So nice to talk to you too. Okay, tell me what's going on. Give me some background.
Okay, so I've been with my partner for 2 years now, and I think we just have a lot of communication issues surrounding the topic of sex. I
like everybody, it's okay. That's okay,
exactly.
We all do, all right.
You're totally good. I can only achieve orgasm when he performs oral sex on me, but he starts to get neck pain really quickly, and so it's kind of become like a burden, or at least I feel like it is, and I'm not able to achieve orgasm through sex, so that has also been a little bit of a problem. So I was just calling in to see if you had any, you know, tips or tricks.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been together for 2 years, and he says that his neck cramps when he performs oral sex, and how long does he perform the oral sex for before the cramping starts?
It can take anywhere from like half an hour to an hour. So I guess I would just say 45 minutes.
Okay.
Typically.
So at 45 minutes, he's like, I'm out. He taps out. I just thought you were going to say like 2 minutes and I was going to be upset. So 45 minutes,
oh
that's
my
a
gosh,
good game.
No.
Okay, good. I'm like, if he's like, babe. Okay, so 2 minutes, I'm done. Okay, so 45 minutes. Okay, so here's the other things. Now, when you're masturbating, you said that you can orgasm quickly. So, or you can orgasm well. Have you ever shown him how you like to be touched?
Kind of, but I think that it just kind of gets pushed to like the back of the mind when we're in like the middle of it.
Right.
Maybe because he's kind of, you know, just like excited and not really thinking about it in the way that I am. But I feel like I've suggested more things than he has to kind of improve the sex, like for him to touch me or for me to touch myself. But it always has to be like me initiating it. And sometimes it just feels like more work than it's worth.
No, I totally get it. I totally get it. I know. Sometimes we're just like, oh, it's already going. I'll do it next time. And then you don't. So this sounds like, and you really like him, right? Like you love this guy. You're with him and...
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you have communication issues. Are you guys talking about sex at all? Like outside the bedroom? Have you guys... Has he said like, I want you to orgasm or what's the deal? And you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have. We talk about it. Maybe not as frequently as we should because it seems like the conversations always come after I start to feel frustrated because there's been an incident where he's been going down on me and then he says, oh, my neck's hurting. And,
right.
it's never like come to
this
place.
So listen, sweetie, you know, having the conversations in the bedroom where you think it would be happening because you're in the bedroom and it's sex is not always the best thing. In fact, I always recommend that people have sex conversations not in the bedroom, not after sex or before sex, but when you're like in a neutral space, maybe you're going on a hike or you're on a road trip somewhere. So your eyes are facing the road and you don't have to look at each other, but you can still have the talk and it doesn't spill into sex so that it becomes attached to the actual act. So it's frustration or coming out in the way that you don't want it to. So it's really about timing and location and then tone. So going into it with your partner, you want to make sure that it's, you know, it's positive and that you like being with him and you like your relationship, but you know, you want to talk to him about your sex life and about orgasm. And he knows that you get frustrated and it's not that you blame him, but what you could say is, you know, what I realize is that I haven't really shown you what makes me feel good and what you could do. And so let me tell you. And so I think what I'd recommend is a few things. First, mutual masturbation. If you guys haven't done it, I know you might think this is like hard to even bring up, but it's really hot just to watch each other because then he can see how you touch yourself, where your fingers go, what you do, what that movement is. He could even place his hand over yours and you can watch him masturbate too. So then you know what he does, whatever. It's always good to learn that information, what our partner does. So that's one way. The other thing is like, do you masturbate with a vibrator?
I have, but usually no, I don't.
Okay. So this, so use your fingers.
Yes.
So you could also show him. First of all, just so you know, like most women don't orgasm during intercourse alone. I'd say only 30% do. And of those, it's not every single time. And the reason is because women require more clitoral stimulation. And so I feel like this is what's happening to you is that you're just not getting that kind that you need. And so even when he's going down on you, what if you touched yourself to kind of help him, to aid him along and to see what you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
We've tried that a few times. I've tried that. I just feel like it kind of has to come from him. Like maybe it's a position that we're in, but it feels like there's it's kind of tricky to get into the position. Otherwise it feels kind of like crowded. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know. I feel like you can find the position together. Here's the thing. And I feel like when in my 20s, I thought like if I touched myself, maybe like a guy would think that was weird or he would judge me or think, God, why does she know her body so well? But I'm telling you universally, it's really hot to watch your part. Like, I think he'd be very turned on by you like saying, this is what I do when I masturbate and let me show you. And he'll find the position. Get him a neck pillow. You know, maybe you guys could do 69 or something, right? I mean, or he could flip the other way. Like if you could sit on his face. You ever sit on his face? Then he's comfy. Yeah. Get him a really good, what are the pillows called? The Tempur-Pedic pillow?
Oh, Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah. Have him just lay back and you sit. You can still hold yourself up with your knees, but I'm saying there's ways around this. Here's the good news, sweetie. You can have orgasms. You're with a partner who wants to please you. 45 minutes, that's significant. That's a good amount of time. And so really, you've got all the ingredients. It's really just get out of your head that he's got to initiate it and that he's got to be the one and that you're going to have to initiate this because he's a man and it sounds like his penis is working fine and it's all good, right? Not that he doesn't love you, but he doesn't get all the intricacies, you know, with women and how it's the orgasm. And maybe the reason why you haven't been able to in the 45 minutes is because you weren't the time before. And then you're thinking in your head going, am I going to orgasm? So it gets really tricky up there, right? So I feel like you just got to experiment with some of these things. How does that sound?
That sounds good. I think part of the issue is like, even when I'm like sitting on a stage or going 69, it's like a neck motion issue.
Okay.
Like where he's not able to like be mobile enough. You know what I mean?
Does he have neck problems or just during this?
No, I think it's just that amount of time kind of like builds up
right
tension.
Okay, so I mean, here's the thing: no one says it has to be so linear either. Like, you could have intercourse. He could, you know, he could go down on you. You could use a toy. I mean, you could use your fingers, then he uses his mouth, then you get back on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems very you could have a lot more fun with this. I feel like you're taking this seriously now, and I want you guys to mix this up and have some fun and throw caution to the wind and maybe get like a hotel room one night or do it in the other room or wear something that makes you feel sexy or play some different music and make this fun. Like, bring some like spice to this that will turn you on, and you're going to be able to find the positions and the moves that work for you. I promise.
Okay.
Okay. You got this.
All
just
right.
Keep trying things because
cool.
You're very close. Okay, you're welcome. Bye, Ava. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Okay, so here's the thing, you guys, about orgasms and sex. It's sometimes we have to use words. Sometimes we have to show. It's like show and tell. Don't be afraid to use all the tools that you have available to demonstrate to your partner what you need. You guys, life is too short to suffer through bad sex because it didn't feel right in the moment or it wasn't the right time or the right day. It's always the right time to talk to your partner about having bad sex. Always. And so thinking about this too, Ava, if you're listening to this, about your guy, I'm thinking about these crazy neck movements. Like, is he bobbing up and down? Like, is he moving back and forth? Maybe he could just kind of relax a little bit and just get some more tongue movements in there, because the tongue is like, you know, and tongues and fingers too. Using his tongue lightly, for a lot of women, they like a lighter touch anyway. So he could just like swirl his tongue around, use some fingers. So why don't you help him with this, figuring that out? I think that's another thing, so he can be comfy there on the pillow and just keep going. Okay, our next call is Rena. She's 24 from Florida, and she's self-conscious about her outie vagina. Rena, hi. Let's talk
sounds
about
funny
it.
To hear that.
I know, right? No, yeah. Okay, tell me what's going on. You said this started bothering you recently.
I know you get calls about guys and talking about their privates all the time, and here I am like, oh my gosh, like, am I normal? Is my vagina normal? But I guess I'm a little self-conscious because it doesn't look like everyone else's, but I haven't seen that many vaginas in my life. So.
Right. How is this like manifesting right now? Like, are you not able to like touch yourself or masturbate? Do you not want to have sex? Like, what level are we at? Are you just kind of curious?
No, like,
yeah. You know, like
touching myself is fine.
Okay, good.
Because I've been traveling for about 6 months.
Okay.
And this self-conscious thing is like a new phenomenon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very strange. I don't know if it's because I've been hooking up with different guys from like all over the world. So it's like,
yeah, and they've got different penises, right? You have some circumcised, uncircumcised penises, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I would think that guys all over the world.
I don't know if it's just like.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe just you have a lot of time. You're traveling. I went traveling too for like 6 months. Long time ago, but I get it. You're on the road.
Yeah, so
I get it. You got a lot of time to think. Listen.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I've been finding myself to be like really attractive to a guy. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to hook up with him because like, what if he thinks like my vagina's here?
Oh, they're like, okay. right. Okay. I'm
that
so glad.
That is a brand new thought.
Right.
In my head.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to get rid of it. I'm going, if I could surgically remove that from you right now, I would, but I'm going to do my best to let you know that it's just a story that you're telling yourself that is not true, not based anywhere in any reality. And just like there could be a man who's like, oh, I only want a woman with large boobs and maybe you have smaller boobs, or I want a guy who has a big penis, and we're all going to have things that we like or don't like about partners. But what you're told, I'm saying like, sure, that could happen. There might be something, but I mean, really, of all the times, like first of all, you wouldn't want to be with a guy if that was even their thing, right? Like, I wouldn't want to be the guy who's like, oh, I only want, whatever. Like, that's not your guy. The thing about having like the negative body image and thinking that like it's unattractive, it can undermine your sexual confidence. And so that's, you know.
Yeah,
and
because all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, like you start second guessing yourself or like lose the being in the moment thing. And
exactly.
You're like, oh my gosh, like, ah.
So I think we got to get you into some mindfulness practice and some mindful masturbation practice if you can, if you've like staying in rooms by yourself. But really it's like looking in the mirror, like touching your body, loving your body, and just having these messages in your head, like the goddess, like, because that's really what we all are, like as women, like your body is this beautiful thing.
Exactly.
And it has so much,
really,
so much like sexual energy and power and all this stuff. And like, that is the last thing. I'm telling you, any guy who is having sex with you is going to be thinking, I am so friggin' psyched that I get to have sex with her right now. He's not thinking about that. And if like, I mean, really, nobody talked about this years ago before porn. And the truth is, every vagina is different. You put 100 women in a room, not only will they all be masturbating or touching themselves differently, but everybody will look differently. So this is just something like, I think like your vagina is like totally fine. It's normal. It's the confidence and it's the thoughts. But luckily, this is very new. So we can just kind of replace those thoughts with you being in the moment and thinking about what. So if you find yourself in sex floating off to like, is he looking at me funny? If you can kind of have a thought that you go back into.
In the beginning, it's like, oh my gosh, am I going to do this?
It can really impact your sex life too, you know, your self-esteem. So I'm just saying, the more you can be with a guy in the moment, be like, I'm going to go back to what it feels like to be kissing him right now, or what it feels like to have him inside me, and what are the sounds outside, or what am I smelling? Like, get all the senses so you're not distracted by thoughts. Like, we just want to get rid of those thoughts because they'll go away because they're very new. They're not even real. They're not based in any reality at all. So I wish.
Like, yeah, it's just like a thing. It's one of the things that we make up in our head and we're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, this is not even a thing. Like, I've never even heard of, like, yeah, you hear guys talking about whatever, but I've never heard that. I've never heard a guy say I broke up with her because of this or it was a thing, but that doesn't even, and if he did, this, like, again, this is not be the person that you want to be with, but this is not a real concern.
That's not a guy that
I'm
going to
tell you, right? It's really not. Like, truly, like, thank God. If guy's a dick to you about this, like, thank God he showed you right away, not your man, but you're going to find so many men. This won't even be a thing. And I'm going to argue right now that this actually won't even come up for you again. Like, I don't think this ever will. Like, I think we've just like, because it's not even a real story. So I don't even want to spend time. Like, it's about confidence and it's about your self-esteem. And so if you can just switch these thoughts and go back to like feeling really sexual again, fantasize about great sexual moments you've had in the past and like get that esteem back up. And masturbation is a great way to do that as well. Like, really appreciating your body and what it can do and like filling yourself with like these positive thoughts and kind of playing that sensation game when you're having sex. So the thoughts go away. It's basically gone.
It really does all come down to like confidence. So hearing this come from you, I'm just like, okay, it like reaffirms.
Oh, good, honey.
You know?
That is it. Because it's, I mean, there's nothing else to say except for you got this. Your vagina is beautiful. It is a gift. And you got nothing to worry about.
It is a gift. It's such a divine gift.
It
Thank
is.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you if it comes back again, like, listen to the show, call me back. But I want this to be gone. It's 2018. It's a new year. Your vagina is amazing. So take care of you.
You're the best.
Okay. You too, sweetie. Thanks for calling. Have a great night. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you guys, it really is about confidence. Really, sexual confidence is so important. And we don't have it for whatever reason, performance issues. We feel like we gained 2 pounds. We lost too much weight. Whatever it is, we all take these thoughts into the bedroom. And then sometimes they carry us throughout our lives. And the second you can recognize those thoughts and realize, oh, that thought that came from me. That is me. I'm telling myself these thoughts. It's not true. Not based in reality. We get rid of it. We go back into our bodies. We don't have to let these thoughts control us because it really just like pisses me off that our bodies can have so much pleasure and they're so beautiful and they're such a gift and they're all working and we worry about it. So if you're polluting yourself right now with any negative thoughts and you feel I'm like, I think you should throw them out the window right now with Rena, because all of our bodies are beautiful and we can all have incredible sex. I promise you. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope that inspired you right now to send me an email or text me with your questions and call into the show. And thanks for subscribing on iTunes and reviewing the show. And thank you to my amazing team, Ken, Jamie, our intern Shannon, Jenny, producer Lark, and Michael. Thanks. I love you all. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.